You should be able to say more about that. Like the opposite of Vijasamapada, you said there's various mental processes which cascade up the mindfulness.
Yeah, I mean, but there is a, and I can't remember right now, but the, where the Buddha speaks of the, like with the arising of faith, then there's with the arising of dukkha, then dukkha can be the causal condition for the arising of faith. And then there's probably different series as well. I think there's a whole series of where the establishing of mindfulness or awareness, thinking of the sutta that I referenced in my talk the other night of the five hindrances being a nutriment for ignorance. And then there's a whole sort of cascade that comes from the right actions, right action in body, speech, and mind, the wholesome action in body, speech, and mind, the establishing of hiryotapana, things like that. So there's this cascade of that. I can't remember it right now. Or with the arising of faith, and I'm spacing out on that. But those are different suttas. Those are two different suttas that you probably see two different lists of the wholesome conditions that are generated as one moves away from, a response out of ignorance.
So there's progressive lists as the list starts to get farther along and more complex and more well developed, it would then resist Vijasamapada. The same degree where if you find yourself in Kriya, you've already stepped through Vijasamapada quite a ways.
Well, I think that what comes to mind is the things that the Buddha almost invariably sort of ends with: the four foundations of mindfulness and seven factors of enlightenment once one has gained the momentum of right actions of body and speech, and then the development of those four foundations of mindfulness, seven factors of enlightenment, are kind of crucial in the developing of the conditions for overcoming ignorance.